This is your station, 88.9 KETR. And Alice Reese is now on the line with us. Alice, how are you?
Just fine.
It's time to speak with her as we do every Friday. She's with the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner and kind enough to volunteer her time each week with us. Three movies to discuss. Let's start with Brave.
This is the new Disney and Pixar. They're together now. And so it's the latest Pixar movie, and they've never had a flop. They've never had a bad movie, and this follows in that cycle. It's the story of a princess in 16th century Scotland who is a tomboy and is very handy with her bow and arrow, but she's supposed to be settle down and marry one of the three suitors who are sent to compete in a tournament for her hand, but she turns everything upside down and said, wait a minute, I am Maritta, which is her name, and I'll be shooting for my own hand. So she gets involved in the contest, and she's the best marksman, or markswoman, I suppose. And this is a very fine animated movie with the 3D, and the 3D really works, and but a lot of kids won't keep the glasses on, so they also show this in 2D.
Yes. Does that happen often with 3D for kids?
Yeah, the kids can't understand that. So if they are in the 3D movie and they take the glasses off, it gets all fuzzy, so they don't get any benefit. So really small children, this is, you know, I don't know if the studios have thought this out very well, although maybe they have because they do have the 2D versions that they put out. And they charge less. They charge a dollar or a couple of dollars less for the movies that are not in 3D.
I'm the guy that wears my prescription glasses underneath the 3D glasses.
Yes, I understand. It's a little awkward to have to go through all that.
Yeah, but it is obviously better to wear them. So you feel Brave, again, not a flop. It works just like all the other.
Yes, it's not Finding Nemo or Up or Wall-E. It's not quite that level. It's more like the Disney movies, Beauty and the Beast. It's a fairy tale.
All right.
And so, but it's charming, and the parents will not be bored. It's a lot of fun
Good.
For them, too.
All right, easy segue now from Brave to Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer.
Yes, if we can just believe
Hunter.
That something like this was actually done.
Oh, of course, I believed it all along.
All right, well, it's based on a book that sold very well, and so if anybody was going to do this, the thing that works for it more than anything is the visuals. Caleb Deschanel, who's one of the finest cinematographers, and this, too, is in 3D. And because they make this so involving, this is one of those things where you, if you're watching this in 3D, you actually feel like you're in the picture. They have these vampires coming towards you. They happen to have on Confederate uniforms, but they're vampires. And as that you feel like you are there. They do capture all that. Now, in the midst of all this, we have a preposterous concept that...
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln happened to have, besides his day job, that in the evening he went out and was a vampire killer.
Yeah, because he had so much time on his hands.
Yeah, he did. He did. And I don't know. If you could possibly suspend your disbelief, which I never could through it, I know people can. I admired the movie because of how great it looked and how it involved you in this thing and how well it was done. And it was like a straight biography. It had the Abraham Lincoln as a child, and then he meets Mary Todd, and goes on about his life, and all this is there, the regular biography. And then, you know, he just happens to have this little sideline of killing these. He does it with an axe, but then they modify the axe with silver so that it's even better to kill vampires.
Well, I mean, I think they had me during the previews. But where they lost me was the title, and that just kind of throws you off, I think.
I really think so. I don't know what they could have done, because I guess people would have probably walked out if they'd found out it was Abraham Lincoln and they hadn't known it. But, it is. But as far as taking this and telling this story and making it somewhat plausible in the world, in the vampire concept, all right.
Yeah, because it does look neat.
It does.
All right. So, again, try to suspend your disbelief and enjoy the movie, and the movie itself is good. Is that what your opinion
is?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying,
okay.
Yes. I gave it 3 stars. mainly because I was engrossed, even though I never did quite buy it. I was engrossed in the story.
All right. And Seeking a Friend for the End of the World.
This is Steve Carell, who is now, his signature roles are these kind of loser guys, sad sack fellows. And this time, he's got a reason for it. The world is coming to an end. There's a 70-mile-wide asteroid coming toward the Earth. By the way, this is a comedy. And the utter decimation of the planet is just days away. But Steve, his wife has left him, and he finds himself without a companion to share the end of days with. And so it's a wry, extremely dark romantic comedy. And I think it works quite well. And the girl who he does end up with, or somewhat with, is Keira Knightley, she is British, and she plays a British girl who's trying to get home to be with her parents, and that's what most people seem to be trying to do. There's chaos, the world is ending, and somehow it's comical, but then at the end, it's a fine enough movie that they make it emotionally involving and even have a profound conclusion.
Okay, good. I think it looks really cool.
It is.
The concept is unique, and I don't mind Steve Carell kind of doing this character every time.
I don't either. He does it so well.
Yeah, and I mean, Seeking a Friend to the End of the World, that's a cool title, too. There's a title that gets me right there.
Yes, yes, I agree.
Okay, so we have Brave, Abraham Lincoln, it's Vampire Hunter, right?
Yes, Vampire Hunter.
And Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, and all pretty good, but you may need to throw out some of the just lunacy of the Abraham Lincoln movie to be able to enjoy it.
Yes, turn off your brain.
Okay. Good one. I like that. Alice Reese, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Alice is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she joins us, volunteers her time each Friday morning on your station. Stay tuned. Your local newscast is coming up next.